downloaders to Podcast 28. It's brought to you courtesy of South Australian Roots and Blues. Join us as we journey down the Lost Highway. In this podcast, South Australian Roots and Blues traverses the bleak terrain and potent psychological spaces of alternative country music. Our journey first of all takes us north of the 49th parallel. Now, just what have the Canadians got in their water up there? Whatever it is, it has led to a rash of great alt-country musicians. Out of Toronto, this is Jason Collette.
Guadalupe.
with wispy Tom Petty-ish vocals, set to a bittersweet melody. That's Toronto singer Jason Collette. We all lose one another along the way. A track from Collette's latest album, Idols of Exile, that's distributed in Australia by Shiny Records.
Baby, baby, since you've been gone, I ain't doing so good. I don't get up, paint my face and go out like I should. Baby, you turned a clear night sky into a dark, dark hole. And when I see a sunset now, I'm just looking at a painting in a cheap motel. You know it don't stop the time, but it helps it pass. That old sun coming in my room, well, it hurts my eyes. I see people walking out on the day, but I stay inside. I need to hide.
Canadian Shantuzi Amy Milligan from her debut solo album Honey from the Tombs, a song of lost love. Baby, I'm going on without you.
Steals all your hands.
from their latest album entitled Ambassador. That's Canadian three-piece band Elliot Brood, brooding over their hatred of Johnny Rook. Johnny Rook, he's an evil man. Bourbon and Nicotine, the voice of Mark Lanigan. There's only silence here. I'm not the one to make this house a home. A track from Lanigan's 1994 album, Whiskey for the Holy Ghost. To stop and just reflect on what is alternative country. Well, it's a disparate group of musicians and singers. What perhaps unites them more than anything is their disdain of the Nashville-dominated music industry. Many of the alt-country musicians avoid the slick production techniques that Nashville is renowned for. What they lean to instead is often referred to as a lo-fi sound, a sound that comes over fine in podcasts. Alternative country, you'll find none of those patronising and overly sentimental country and western lyrics here. What you'll find instead are lyrics that are often bleak, dark, and at times socially astute. Alternative country, musicians and singers inspired by country music, yes, but also punk, rock and roll, rockabilly, folk, bluegrass and country blues. Alternative country musicians often steer clear of the hit-making machinations of the big record labels and choose instead the indie, do-it-yourself approach. Ooh, the large corporations, they must hate that. The genre of alt country is also referred to as Americana and progressive country, a label that I like, roots rock. Well, let's continue our journey. Let's head off to Seattle.
They've torn up the highways from here to wherever you are. But I hear that song in my head, and here you are anyway. Or maybe it was just a time and a place. Maybe it was just too hard. You gave me something good, then took it away. Love in that stormy city to the complete Robert Johnson box set. Come on in my kitchen. Fall asleep from a great distance. So what were we drinking? I guess it was whiskey. We drank a lot in those days. There was something I wanted to tell you. Seems I missed my chance there, because after the whiskey and after the laughter and after you turned away, then there was no right answer. But I remember we danced in my kitchen and laughed till we both were in tears. And what I still want to tell you is what you still don't want to hear, so don't listen. Time on the highway, all the friends that you made, and all of the lovers you turned to for comfort, all that smoky whiskey, and all of the laughing, all of the fighting, and all the running away. What if you'd let me love you? What would I do with all that history? every town. I will light 50 candles and I'll watch them burn down. Play Kama in my kitchen. From a great distance, come in my kitchen. From a great distance.
The breathy poetic narrative of Annie Gallup, Going the Distance, to the whole Robert Johnson box set. Come into my kitchen. Yes, please. From a Great Distance, Annie Gallup. That's a track from her album Swerve. Swerve!
Frances Baker was a red-eyed woman. She was wanted in 15 states. Her dress was torn right at the shoulder, resulting from her escape. She wanted love, she wanted fame. She got it all, even her name. In a concrete star on the corner of the street, where real life's in the movies meet. Real life in the movies meet. Oh, let me be in the city of angels. Yes, this is what I want. To put on my dress and some red, red lipstick. Let all the people watch me as I walk. Up in Vegas where the neon screams, loud as the traffic in her nylon seams. She ran away to the circus, circus. She wears high heels like in her dreams. Down the catwalk with her long cigarette hanging from her pretty pouting lips. She's gonna be famous, she's gonna be rich. Rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye, bitch. Rock-a-bye, baby, rock-a-bye. Oh, let me be in the city of angels. Yes, this is what I and some red, red lipstick. Let all the people watch me as I walk. In the lamplight of her motel room, she rides home to the moon. Say goodnight to my whole bedroom. I'll be home to visit someday soon. I'll be home to visit someday. Now she knows she's got it all. She does her cocaine in the hall. No more hiding in the bathroom stall, for she is the fairest of them all. She is the fairest of them all.
With a taste for folk songs, blues, and traditional country music. And on his latest album, Unsung, also a love of other people's songs, that's Slade Cleaves. That time with an Anna Egg song, The Tale of the Fairest of Them All.
This is the back door to my heart. door, but don't you tell a soul that I've given you the key to these rooms inside of me. Don't you let nobody know. This is the color of my pain, dusty blue midnight rain. I might be asking for too much, hoping somehow with your touch you can make these colors fade. Oh, the end. See these lines on my face, too long standing in the wind. A testament to my mistakes, choices that I've made. I won't tell you where I've been. Won't the end.
In Nashville and has co-written songs for major country pop stars. But as a soloist, this singer-songwriter-guitarist favours a blues rock approach. The track Back Door to My Heart, that was taken from his album Dirt. We are making a truck stop at Birmingham, Alabama to have a listen to a southern rock outfit called the Drive-By Truckers.
So far away,
are solid and our instincts based on something very real.
Seventh album, A Blessing and a Curse, with tales of hard living and difficult circumstances in the American South. That was The Drive-By Truckers. The track, Goodbye. Time now to pick up a greyhound and head on up to Nebraska.
Thank you. again. It seems worse than it is, but mostly the view is accurate. You see your breath in the air as you climb up the stairs to the coffin you call your apartment, and you sink in your chair, brush the snow from your hair, and dream the cold away, and you're not really sure what you're doing this for, but you need something to fill up the days. A few more hours. There's a dream in my brain that just won't go away. It's been stuck there since it came a few nights ago, and I'm standing on a bridge in the town where I lived as a kid with my mom and my brothers, and then the bridge disappears, and I'm standing on it with nothing holding me, and I hang like a star, fucking glow in the dark for the starving eyes to see, like the ones we've wished on. Well, now I'm confused. Is this death really you? Do these dreams have any meaning? No, no, I think it's more like a ghost that's been following us both. Something vague that we're not seeing. Something more like a feeling.
Shivering, unnerving voice of Connor Oberst, a young singer-songwriter from Nebraska. The band, Bright Eyes, and from their Fevers and Mirrors album, the track with those somewhat frayed lyrics was Something Vague.
My silent songs have taken me far down this dark old road. I have seen the campfires burning. I have heard a drunkard's howl. I'm silent in my solitude. I'm quiet as I think. I have stolen all these hours. I have gotten no relief. My crazy dreams and tragedies have taken me for a ride, but I can see strange glory on the other side. Why don't you tell?
Stubborn Beast. Why Don't You Take Me When I'm Willin'? A track from Jolie Holland's latest CD called Springtime Can Kill You. Jolie Holland, a chronic hay fever sufferer. Jolie Holland with her lilting, sultry, suggestive drawl that sounds like it comes from a bygone era. But not those lyrics. Well, from Vancouver, let's head south. South to Seattle. His soul out was Rocky Votoletto, and that's a track from his CD Burning My Travels Clean. Well, it's time to skedaddle out of Seattle and head east to Omaha, Nebraska, and there we're going to catch up with Simon Joyner. Thank you.
flying dreams and fleeing the sea, sitting over a shaky wing, running down a corridor with baggage I've never seen before, trying to make a plane in my dreams. I've got my own wings now, and I'm passing through a patch of clouds. The birds avoid me, they know it's wrong to try and fly above where you turn ugly too. The plane nose dives out of the blue and spirals out of control when everything was so still before. That's the risk you take when you're not away in your flying dream. Oh, flying dreams, I'm up here again, and I'm searching for a place to land. I can see the city down on their grids, the cars moving patterns, they look just like the birds. Everything has its own place, it seems, up here in my flying.
Well, we have landed from the flight of our flying dreams. A track from Simon Joyner, a singer with the world weariness of Townes Van Zandt and the mournful tone of Leonard Cohen. Does anyone know the way to Minnesota? Yes, let's go. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Buffalo Springfield. It's the sweet folky harmonies of the Jayhawks.
Those were the days.
Time to head south, south of the border, and hear from indie mariachi band Calexico, and from their latest CD, Garden Ruin, the track Letter to Bowie Knife. Now don't get fooled by the subdued vocals and the quiet acoustic guitar intro of this track.
Every day on my way home, the clouds would break and the angels would sing their refrain. This world's an ungodly place, strangled by minds of shame. So with my shining blade of steel, I
brings to an abrupt halt part one of our journey through the lonely spaces and emotional depths of alternative country music. Join us for part two. Our travels will continue in podcast 29. In the meantime, from South Australian Roots and Blues, it's bye for now.